Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is you are in the world. Welcome to a new week, a new topic for the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, and it's my mission to help committed, intelligent tech managers to build your dream careers. And I know that a lot of you out there need help to do that. Building your dream is not a one-person game. It's a multi-person game. And so we're here to support you and to guide you to be your Sherpas on that journey toward career transformation, toward building a legacy. And the topic of the week is hard work. Does it pay off? Does hard work always pay off? I think that some of you know all too well that it doesn't. You can work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, and do you always get the reward? Does it always end up paying off? No, it doesn't. And people talk about smart work all the time. So let me just like throw that out there, right? The answer is not smart work, right? It's like, oh, okay, here's another podcast where Jen's just going to tell me to work smarter, not harder. I get it. That's not what I'm talking about today. Because look, if it were that simple, you'd be doing it. You would be commanding a premium salary of at least 200K a year. You'd be getting recognized over and over and over again by your boss, by senior leaders. Your team would be telling you on a recurring basis how awesome you are and how you're the best boss that they've ever worked for. You'd be earning more money. You'd have more freedom in your life, more free time than you'd know what to do with. And you'd be living your dream. If it was as simple as, oh, no, 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 all you need to do is work smarter, not harder. Oh, got it. I'm going to go do it. That's not what it is. So let's talk first about why hard work doesn't always pay off and how that shows up. Because there's this myth that if you just do the work, if you just build the muscle, if you just keep at it and keep training and keep learning and keep watching listening to podcasts and keep watching YouTube videos and keep going to conferences and virtual conferences and keep doing all those best practices that all those leadership experts are telling you, like making sure you're doing one-on-ones all the time, making sure that you're self-promoting. If you just keep doing that, then it's going to happen. I'm on that train. Come on, I'm going to keep at it. But the reality is it doesn't work that way. Because we're talking about living your dream. That's the outcome that we're talking about here. If you just want to live an average life, be an average Joe, an average Jane, make a decent salary, go to work, come home, have a nice dinner, play some Overwatch, watch some Netflix, go to bed and do it all over again, then yeah, really all you need to do is work hard. But that's not, and work smart whenever you can, whatever that looks like for you. That's easy. We're talking about an outcome here that is impossible to most people. We're talking about living your dream. You think that's easy? No, it's not. And if there were a formula for living your dream that I could just like tell you right now, then I'd be lying, because it's not that easy. It's not that simple. It's not that straightforward. Take a moment. Take a few deep breaths if you need to. Get yourself centered and focus on your dream life for just a moment. What's your dream in terms of your career? Start there. How much are you earning? What's your position? Where are you working? Who's on your team? What are you building together? Take a moment and pause the recording if you need to. What's your dream career? And what's your dream lifestyle? You've created your dream career. You're earning $200, $250, $500K a year, which is likely $2,000, $3,000, $5,000+ more a month than you're earning right now. What are you going to do with that resource? And you're going to have more time freedom as well. Because living your dream does not mean working your ass off 80 hours a week. So you're going to have more financial freedom. You're going to have more time freedom. What do you get to do with that freedom? What do you want to do? What do you want? What do you desire for your lifestyle, for your family? What do you want to create? What opportunities do you want to create for yourself, for your family, for other loved ones and friends? Where will you travel? What experiences will you revel in? How much joy, how much passion, how much peace will you experience in this dream life? That's the outcome we're going for. It's magical. It's impossible. But that's the thing. Other people might call it impossible. We just call it Tuesday. Because we know it ain't easy. And it's not as simple as work hard. Work hard, it'll pay off. And so what I do want to give you is a shift in thinking. Again, there's no magic bullet here. There's no magic, you know, battering ram that can help you break through to that next level in your career and start on the path toward creating your dream. But if there were a battering ram, metaphorically, what it is making empowering shifts in the way that you look at your career, in the way that you look at life. Changing your perspective so that you now see the invisible, and that's what helps you create the impossible. And I can't tell you exactly what shifts you need to make, because everybody has disempowering beliefs. And they're all different because they come from different places. They come from your experiences, your personality, your behavioral style. So that's what a great coach will do. They'll learn what your limiting beliefs are, what your negative patterns are, and they'll call you out on them. and they help you build more empowering ones. But what I talk about on this podcast, because I'm talking to you collectively, beautiful people in the People Stack family. So what I talk about are broad stroke kind of shifts, broad stroke kind of mentality shifts in perspective, mindset shifts. And so the mindset shift that I want to encourage you to make today is, it goes like this. It's not hard work that's going to help you to build your dream career. It's not even smart work. So stop thinking about it in terms of work, 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 put your head down, do the work. The shift instead is thinking about it from a place of, what do I want? What's my desired outcome? And how do I create that? So the shift is like, with the work, 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 it's very, very focused on the how. How do I do this? How do I do this? I'm just going to go up. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do the Zoom meetings. I'm going to talk to my people during one-on-ones. And how do I run good one-on-ones? And how do I talk to my boss? And how do I get a raise? And how do I get a promotion? And how do I land a new job? It's all focused on the how. You're in the weeds. That's why. That's exactly why you're not living your dream right now, is because you're too focused on the how. You're in the weeds. Get up out of those weeds. Stand up. It's okay. The sun might be a little bit bright at first, but you got shades. You can put them on. You got sunscreen. It's all good. Get up out of those weeds. Take a look beyond the horizon. What do you want to create? That dream that I had you envision a few moments ago, that's what you want. Focus on that first. And then say, how do I get there? It's kind of like, okay, we're going to take a trip. We're going to take a journey. Let's take a journey together. Okay, how are we going to do it? All right, do we want to rent a minivan, or would it be better to maybe rent like one of those Westfalia things? Oh, because then that we can get a Westie, because we can go camping. And no. I think I want to take a train trip. Let's go on a train. Oh, how are we going to move? Are we going to move on a plane, a train, or an automobile? And what about food? Oh my God, how are we going to make sure we have enough food? And oh, how many coolers do we need? And how much ice do we need? And how are we going to get all the ice? Is that a fun journey? No, it's not. And I know that some of you have gone on journeys like that before. They are miserable. They are terrible. Now, a journey doesn't necessarily have to have a set destination. It does need to have an outcome. Here's the difference. Hey, let's go on a journey. Oh, cool. What's our desired outcome? The desired outcome is that it's going to feel amazing. It's going to give us some chances to expand our knowledge about the world. And we're going to get a chance to really stretch the boundaries of what we're capable of physically. Let's do that kind of journey. There you go. That's the outcome. Physically challenging, expanding boundaries, and it's going to be fun and exciting. That's an outcome. The journey doesn't necessarily need to be, okay, I want to go to California. That's a destination too, and that's an outcome too. But it doesn't always need to be a specific place. It could be a feeling or what you want to learn. It's the same thing in your career. What you're doing right now in your career, most likely, because if you're not succeeding in creating your dream career, this is why you're not succeeding, is because you're too focused on the how and you're in the weeds of how do I lead better and how do I get recognized and what do I need to listen to? What books do I need to read, without taking a step back and saying, what do I want to create? How much do I want to earn? What position do I want? Where do I want to work? And how's it going to feel when that happens? That's an outcome. And then, and only then, when you are crystal clear, when you can close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and feel that dream as if it were happening right now, only then do you focus on the how. The dream comes first, the how comes later. That's why your hard work isn't paying off. Don't focus on the work. Don't focus on the how. Focus on the dream. Focus on the why. With so much clarity, you can envision it like it were a crystal ball right in front of you. You visualize it, you feel it, you emotionalize it. Only then are you ready to talk about the details, to talk about the how. And the how involves way more than hard work. Yes, it involves hard work. Yes, it involves showing up with Herculean consistency every day. But guess what? If you just have that Herculean consistency without a plan, without a system, guess what? You may just be running in circles on that hamster wheel, on that treadmill. Cool. I could play darts with Herculean consistency. I can keep not hitting the dartboard. That's cool. That's consistent. Is that winning? No. That's the same thing. That's why if you just keep work without a proven system and a proven strategy that you know will help get you to your destination, you're still just running in circles. So that's why there's so many pieces to this. You have to have 100% clarity on what your dream is, and you need to be able to feel it now. You need to be able to show up and do the hard work, which a lot of you are able to do it. But even if you have that mission and you have that goal and you have that ability to work hard, if you don't have a proven system, guess where you're going to end up? Nowhere. And that's why you're nowhere in your career right now. That's why you've been working your ass off for the last 10, 20 years. And you're feeling like, why am I only making 15% more than I was 10 years ago? Why am I not recognized for this hard work? Why am I still a manager when I'm seeing my friends who were already directors and VPs? Why am I still a manager when people who have, I've mentored them and now they're working at other companies and they're a lead of leads now? They've outpaced me. I was their manager once. Why is my hard work not paying off? It's because one of those pieces is missing. It could be the hard work part too. You may just be so disillusioned and so moving into apathy that you're not working hard enough or smart enough, as some people might say. That could be a piece of it. But it could also be that you don't have that vision. You're not feeling your dream as if it's already happened, and you don't even know what that is. What do you mean? It's also the piece that could be missing is that you're missing the proven system, the proven strategies, that you're working hard, you have that vision, but it ain't working because you don't have that proven strategy and proven system. So that's what we help you do, is we help you put it all together. We help you focus on the dream and really get crystal clear on what is the dream that you want to create. It's different for everyone. And good luck trying to get your friends to help you dream. Dream? What are you talking about? I just want to pay the rent. We'll help you get crystal clear on what that dream is. We'll make sure that your hard work is going to pay off, and that you're working smart. And the reason that you'll be working smart is because you'll be implementing our proven systems, are proven strategies. So you know that you're not just throwing stuff in the wall to see what sticks, because we've iterated our processes. We've iterated our strategies over the last 5-6 years. So we know they work when you work them. That's how it all comes together. So if you're committed to implementing proven strategies and systems and putting in the hard work to create your dream career, that's what we're here to help you do. And book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, the reason that we do this call is because we don't know if we can help you yet. That's what you've been wondering. I don't know. Can you really help me, Jen? I'm not sure. I don't know. That's why we talk. Because creating your dream is not for the faint at heart. And we got to know you're committed. We got to know you want to do this and that you want to do this now. Because otherwise it ain't going to work. Otherwise you're not going to create it. You got to have that commitment. You got to have that decisiveness to say, I am not going to put up with a mediocre career anymore. And you got to have that resourcefulness to say, I'm going to make it work, and I'm going to make it work now because I am a champion. So that's why we talk. The other main reason why we talk, so that you get value out of the conversation, no matter how it goes, is so that you can get crystal clarity about your dream, and you can get crystal clarity about the root cause of what's not working in your career right now. That's what you're going to leave the call with. They're truth calls. We're going to get to the truth about your tech career. And we're going to help you do that in a way that your friends and your colleagues are not able to, because they don't live where we do. We live in our dream. We live in a place where every single day we're working hard, we're focusing on our dream, and we're upgrading our systems and strategies. We live and breathe this stuff. Your friends don't. Your colleagues don't. Your family doesn't. They can be there for moral support. They can be there for emotional support, but they don't have the proven strategies and systems to help you build your dream career. We do. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Does hard work always pay off? No, it doesn't. And there can be a number of reasons why hard work is not paying off for you. But the one shift that I invite you to all make, if you haven't yet, is stop thinking about it in terms of the work and the how, and start with your dream. What's your dream? Get clarity on that, and then that puts everything else into place so that you can implement the systems, implement the strategies, implement the hard work to actually make your dream a reality. That's it for today, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.